This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
It is Barton Hahn, live from ESPN Studios in the Seaport District in New York City. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. And Bart, it's hour number three on a Friday. When it's hour number three on a Friday, what does that mean?
It's the power hour. Hour, 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 hour.
Hopefully we didn't get Mike in too much trouble. We had a caller named
Mike. Mike, you better kick that damn door open.
We had a caller named Mike who, if you're just joining us, said that he loves the power hour so much that he came home to his wife and three daughters and announced that it was the power hour, and his wife made him sleep on the couch.
Dude, nah.
I mean, that's you didn't deliver it well.
He should have took her to the couch. Power hour, I mean, you got to go ahead.
When if you deliver it the right way, you're not the only one on the couch.
Yeah.
You send the kids to go, you know, go get some ice cream.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. Go outside and play. It's a beautiful day out. But it's raining. That's beautiful rain, though.
Exactly. Here's some ice cream money. but I got diabetes. No, here you go. Right. Type 2, it don't matter. Man. Get some yogurt. Some Froyo. Kids call it Froyo. My kids call it Froyo.
Well, the NBA playoffs are on ESPN Radio. Tonight, tune in. Game 2 of the Western Conference Finals. The Warriors host the Mavericks. It's presented by Indeed, and coverage begins 8:30 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN Radio stations. You'll hear a familiar voice. That one will be mine. I am part of the broadcast.
Yeah, buddy.
Fired up my second game. I'll handle the studio hosting duties. You got Mark Kester, PJ Carlissimo, and George Sedano on the call in the Chase Center in San Francisco for game 2. So we got plenty to talk about certainly on that. Can the Warriors hold Luka under 31 points? Is he going to have another fairly quiet night? Their defense was great against them. We shall see. What adjustments will Jason Kidd make? I mean, that's a series with some sizzle. But last night you had the Celtics and the Heat, and the Celtics answer as they got whole, adding Marcus Smart back, Al Horford back. And with between those two guys coming back, it was a world of differences. Jimmy Butler might have had 29, but it was not the effective same type of game that when he had 40. They had a huge third quarter, and the Heat won game 1. Okay, now the series is even, and Bart's thinking like the series might even be over.
Yeah.
And we're just saying, yesterday we were just trying to explain to people, like, don't put Jimmy Butler on a pedestal. He's a really, really good player. But after game 1, people were trying to put him in the same category as Steph Curry. And we felt like that was too much. So we're wondering if people are still coming with that same energy at us today as they were the last couple of days. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll get to your calls in a moment.
But first.
But what?
Everybody mute.
Who didn't mute? Yeah, you're right.
They coming all through the mic.
Yeah, you're right.
Renee, mute.
No, it's somebody. Somebody's
there we
not
go.
Muted.
There we go, baby. We go. Now we shall proceed.
Yeah, you're right.
He over there looking in the orchestra. He looking like the thing in Fifth Element. You know what I'm saying? Orchestrate. Yeah,
Woj,
Joshua.
Woj reporting that the
looking like Passion of the Christ Part 3.
The Lakers have two candidates that have advanced to the final round of interviews. Let me see if you're excited about either one of these names, Bart. You ready?
Yep.
Terry Stotts,
meh.
Former Trailblazers coach.
Meh.
How about Darvin Ham, Bucks assistant?
Meh.
No. I mean, the headline would be great if
what
they
did
chose
Mark Jackson
Darvin
do?
Ham.
Why don't nobody ever want to bring Van Gundy back?
Yeah.
Not the fat one, well, Jeff, the little one.
Not Stan, but Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff don't want to leave Houston,
I think Jeff is kind of set. I think Jeff, if the Knicks would have offered him the job before Tibbs, I think Jeff might have taken it.
Yeah.
Might have. But
it's hard to identify. Like, who's the
but
next?
Mark is just that. Mark, I mean, that's the one.
I don't understand it. Young team. Like, is Darvin Ham supposed to be like the next?
Oh, he's well respected. Everybody loves
Darvin.
No.
Ham. I'm saying, but is Darvin Ham, and I remember him as a player, had a little hops. I mean, is Darvin Ham like the next Jason Kidd, a guy that played that really knows the game?
He definitely knows the game. He knows
players.
Or
Sam Cassell. You don't hear Sam Cassell naming anything.
Well, he knows players. Let's start there. But remember, So the interview is coming out that Kevin Durant did with David Letterman. And one of the things that he said, I got this from Nets Daily, is he says when Dave asked him what an NBA coach does, KD said managing personalities. He's like, we all know how to play. We all know the terminology. We know every single scheme that can be. So he thinks managing personalities is the biggest job for a head coach in the NBA. That's what he said. How do you feel about that?
That's, I mean, you think about
so Darvin Ham, that's all he has to do for the Lakers. They've got all these superstars. They all know how to play. He's got to get them to play.
Yeah, but you got a lot of young guys. You got a lot of young guys. I mean, it's not a lot of young guys, but you got your power couple, but you still got to be able to get them to buy into defense, right? Which is something that they didn't do ever since they traded away all their defensive stars, right? That was the biggest difference for me, that the Lakers didn't defend with the same tenacity that they did in previous years. And it's because they got rid of their guys that were, you know, that had the ability to be defensive stoppers.
I'm telling you, nobody is doing this. They all picked on Russell Westbrook. I looked at Anthony Davis, and I feel like he's the guy that if I was going to have an intervention with, I'd have it with him.
Got that Luka body?
Well, it's just everything about him. You don't move comfortably anymore, kid. You don't look like you're in the best of shape. Well, you're not in the elite shape that you're just unstoppable on the floor. Like every time you take a step, you take it so gingerly. It's if you're afraid something's going to snap. Like, I understand you've been through a lot of injuries. You're probably afraid. But, like, did he this year look like a guy that was an elite athlete? Like, just tremendous shape? Or is he a guy that's just in good enough shape to play? And he gets hurt a lot, so do something about that. But you're getting to a point now, you're in your prime. I'd be having that talk with Anthony Davis, not Russell Westbrook. AD, this is supposed to be your team. LeBron's supposed to now kind of like take his time and play when he can, but not have to go 100 so that when the playoffs come, then he can dial it up. So that's the guy, if I'm a Laker fan, I'd be pointing at. I'll just throw that out there. So we'll see. But Darvin Ham and Terry Stotts are your finalists for the Laker job. We'll see where that certainly goes. Let's get to the calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. John's in North Carolina. What's up, John?
Hey, man, what's going on? I think we're a prisoner of the moment with this Jimmy Butler thing.
I think so, too.
He's not better than Luka, than all these other players. Just stop it with him. And I got to take umbrage with this Knicks fan. You're a Knicks fan, and you say you're going to root for the Heat? You ain't no Knicks fan. Stop it.
You know what, John? I was feeling the same way when we had that caller earlier. And he was from New York, and I asked him, like, it's got to be hard for a Knicks fan to watch, like, the Heat and the Celtics, two of your bitter rivals. You hate those two teams. And then he was like, well, I'm kind of like, I want to be a Heat fan. I might move to Miami. And I was just like, yo, then you're not really.
Yeah, right. So your fandom is based on your location, your demographic.
Yeah, but he was depressed, so I didn't want to get too deep with him. Let's take Alex in New Jersey. Alex.
How's it going, guys?
What's up?
I just wanted to say, before I get off to anything, Jimmy Butler, whoever, I'm a Heat fan. Whoever says Jimmy Butler is better than Luka Curry is crazy. That's nonsense.
Like
Second of all, you would
take him over those two is what? Like the argument for the last 2 days on ESPN, I can't take it.
Yeah, no. Out of the four players left in the playoffs, Jimmy Butler is four. He's the fourth best All-Star.
That's fair.
But besides that, I think we're getting a little too carried away with the Celtics win, because how many times are the Celtics going to score 14 threes in the first half?
Well, they shot 50%.
If you look at all the other halves.
Yeah. I mean, no. Are they going to shoot 50, 50, 90 again? No, of course not. They were just unreal.
Never. And if you look at all the other stats of the game, the Heat had more points off the turnovers. They was better on the offensive boards. You know, so this game, this could still go out to like a 6 or 7-game series, in my opinion.
Oh, I hope it does.
I think six, personally.
Yeah.
But I think we're getting a little carried away with the Celtics in five that I'm keeping hearing. Like, I think that's insane. So that's what I had to say.
Thanks, Alex.
You guys can debate that.
All the best, man. Yeah, it was just as that third quarter was one of those quarters in game one where you're like, wow, that was incredible. You got to take that with a grain of salt, just like you have to take the 50-50-90 performance by the Celtics in that game. But just keep in mind, Boston has won 7 of the 8 quarters played so far in this series. That's something to be said as well. Mel's in New Jersey. Mel.
Hey, guys. I don't want to discredit Steph Curry as a defender, because I also think he's a great defender. But I think I would rather have a player like Marcus Smart and Jimmy Butler on my team, because they're going to add a little more value, because they got bringing on both ends. Sort of remind me of like a Giannis. you know, because he's going to bring it on both ends. And with that being said, you know, Jokic, he's a great statistical player, you know, but Embiid is kind of like that force that you'll want. Like, you know, Steph Curry, he's a great defender, great statistical player, but, you know, that kind of force on the team and energy that they bring around is a little different to me.
You know, so, Bell, there is so something said about that.
Can we have this discussion then? Because let's not talk about superstars. Let's talk about impact. Who's the best two-way players in the game.
Well, I mean,
so that's a totally different story.
I love that because in hockey, there's an award called the Selke Trophy. And you win the Selke, which is you're the best two-way player in the game, meaning you're great on defense and you're like you can also be very effective as an offensive player. Those are special players because they impact the game at both ends of the ice. They have an award for it, which I think is great because I don't think enough sports does this.
Yeah.
Where you're, now, obviously, in your sport, you can't have it. Because you don't play both sides of the ball. But I do think in basketball, you could have a similar award.
Call it the
Clyde Frazier Award. He was one of the best two-way players in the history of the game.
Was he? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Like, you could have that. Michael Jordan was, too. Michael Jordan was a great defensive player at parts of his career. Like, I do think there's something to be said about
Kawhi, it. Kawhi Leonard would be the comp right
Kawhi,
now.
Kawhi Leonard is exactly
the because he's a great offensive player.
Exactly.
And great defensive player when healthy.
Yeah, I think that's why. And I would put Jimmy Butler in that category.
Yeah.
If you're going with, let's call it the Selke Award for NBA players,
yep.
Jimmy Butler would definitely be one of those guys.
Pandemic P would definitely be there.
Paul George, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, you could put him on that as well.
Giannis.
See, Marcus Smart won the Defensive Player of the Year Award,
but
I wouldn't put him on.
Offensively, yeah.
I wouldn't
give
him a Selke.
Yeah, I would give Giannis.
Klay Thompson could win the Selke.
Yep. Giannis,
Giannis
Joel
would be a Selke winner.
Joel Embiid,
yeah. Joel Embiid is a good one as well. You know, I remember, I know I gave you Jokic's defensive metrics and you hated them.
Nah, man, come on, Bobby Hill is not.
Them.
Bobby Hill is not. No, talk with your eyes. Don't give me no numbers about Bobby Hill.
I love it. All right, so 888 say ESPN 888-729-3776. The Selke Award in the NBA. Who would get it for you? Jimmy Butler's definitely on that. If you want us to say nice things, we're saying nice things. Jimmy Butler would win the Selke Award in the NBA. No doubt about it. All right. 30 seconds. We've got your calls continuing there. Steph Curry loving the new look old Warriors and how what they have become as they play tonight in game two. Where do the Mets go from here without their top two pitchers and a daunting schedule ahead? We got a lot, including also, is someone trolling the Knicks? I'll tell you about that. Man, we got a busy hour to finish up with. It's Barton on ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. In short, a lot of things. Bundle today at progressive.com. All right, it's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776 is the number. Do you have tonight Mavericks and the Warriors game two at the Chase Center in San Francisco? Warriors really made, like, defensively, we talk a lot about them as being a fun offensive team, but defensively they got it going against Luka, and they frustrated Luka. This is the first time in a while we've seen Luka look that frustrated. He shot poorly, grabbing at his shoulder, he got scratched across the face. Andrew Wiggins got a lot of credit because he guarded him, and then, by the way, when Luka was guarding somebody, I saw a stat. I couldn't write it down fast enough. It was off the screen too quick this morning on SportsCenter.
I know. I got you. It was 39%.
That's right.
No, 59%.
59.
They scored 59%. Anybody he defended.
Anybody that Luka defended, like all the people Luka defended in this game, shot 59% from the field. Like that, they are going to target him, and they should. So the Warriors are trying to do something that I talked about that hasn't been done in the NBA since. Since Jordan's Bulls. Think about six appearances in the NBA Finals in 8 years.
Yeah, the Brick did it.
And so Steph Curry's talking about this new iteration of the dynasty with this young group that they're enjoying.
It happens over the course of the year, and it's not like you sit everybody down and just have a dissertation on, you know, this is what it is, but the work that you put in, how you carry yourself throughout the day, throughout the season, playoff preparation, they see all that young guys, they're primed to ask questions and try to get some pointers. But I think mostly it's demonstrating the intensity that you have to play, the focus, you know, when you get out there on the floor, that either when they're out there they can feel or they can see when they're, you know, on the bench. And that carries a lot of weight.
That's Steph Curry with George Sedano. You can get the full interview tonight on the NBA Countdown on ESPN Radio. I have the hosting duties. You have Marques here and PJ Carlissimo as well on the call tonight for Warriors and the Mavericks Game 2 from the Chase Center, the Western Conference Finals. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Bart, let's go back to the call, shall we?
Let's do it.
All right, let's go to Chad down in Florida. What's up, Chad?
Yo, what's going on? Man, I've been trying to call Paul Feinbaum, but he act like he don't want to answer the phone. So I decided to call you guys and talk to you.
I'm
a big Heat fan, man. I was born and raised in Miami. But, I mean, Jimmy Butler, man, he's just not the answer. Jimmy Butler is almost like one of those guys who asks you to go out and go get some drinks, and then when you get there, he's like, hey, you got me? So it's just – he's just on and off, man. So you never know with him. But if you ask me, man, the Heat and the Celtics, man, that's a classic game. And to me, I mean, they're going to have to bring it, man. They're going to have to bring the pressure. They're going to have to be nasty if they want to take these Celtics out. But that's all I got to say. But I appreciate y'all.
I appreciate you too, Chad. I mean, listen, like you got smoked at home.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though, right?
Where was that tough Heat team? Yeah. Like, I mean, you're getting run over.
Yeah, these Boston Celtics can't do to the – I mean, these Boston Celtics.
Yeah.
These Miami Heat can't do to the Celtics what they did 2 years ago in the bubble because Jason Tatum was young. Brown was young.
Yeah.
Right? Remember, like, they got experience from that. That's the experience. When I talk about dealing with some pain, this is a formidable foe. So, like, when I kind of talk about, you know, the Grizzlies going back against, you know, the Golden State Warriors, they know now what they're up against. I think next year they can pass them if Wiseman doesn't come back and be a big difference maker. Right? Same thing here. Like, I think that, you know, now you have the maturity from the Celtics, and they're comfortable and confident in who they are. Everybody's accepted their role. Remember, they don't have Kemba Walker anymore. They don't have Kyrie. This is Jason Tatum's team, and he's learned this year how to be a leader.
And Marcus Smart, to me,
it's a glue.
That's it. That's the word, glue. That is literally what he is. And you saw the difference. Now, Jason Tatum doesn't have to – he doesn't have to run the offense through him. He can find ways to get open and then get into his offense and let Smart handle those duties of getting that offense set up. Now, Bart, we've been talking about a lot of different things today, including the Giants and the NFC East and where you see them ranking this season. As we talked about, Brian Daboll telling us or telling everybody that what he wants out of Daniel Jones is just let it loose. You know, just let it loose and don't panic. Well, Ryan in Virginia wants to talk about the NFC East and your predictions. Ryan.
Hey, fellas. How y'all doing?
Good.
All right. I mean, I'm just about to cross the bridge home, but first time caller, man. Y'all guys are great. But, Bart, you're a little delusional. I got to disagree with you on the old putting Dallas in third, and I ain't one of them crazy Dallas fans that think we're going to go to the Super Bowl every year. But, dude, I bet you Michael Parsons has more sacks than Jalen Hurts has touchdowns. I mean, what do they do? Add some mediocre cornerback from New York?
I tell you what. They won't have. I bet you Michael Parsons won't have more sacks than Hassan Riddick, who people forget that's who they picked up. So now they got Hassan Riddick, and also they have Brandon Graham. Now you have Jordan Davis and Fletcher Cox with N'Kobe Dean, Big Play Slay, and Bradbury on the outside. Like, they've loaded up. Now you got Devontae Smith, who's like a little Harrison Smith.
What happened last year?
They didn't have a defense, and Slay can only check so many people. Now they're balanced. They got Dallas Garter. They were the number one rushing team in the league last year, correct? So that means now you got to put an eighth man in the box because now they only got better. They got the best offensive line in football. So now when you come down there, you drop the eighth man in the box, you got A.J. Brown by himself. Okay, I'm not going to go A.J. Brown by himself. I'm going to double him. So now you got Devontae Smith, who's like a young Marvin Harrison, by himself. Okay, so that means now you got a linebacker lined up on Dallas Goddard.
Yeah.
Like pick your poison.
He's 30 pounds lighter than Marvin Harrison now. I mean,
no, Marvin Harrison was way
Smith is pretty small, but he put last year.
But Marvin Harrison was 188, baby. 185, 182 was Marvin Harrison. He's going to grow into it. He was drinking some Ensure this offseason.
Yeah. But Ryan, I'm with you though, Ryan. Like I'm hesitant to put the Cowboys. He put them third behind the Giants. That's the one.
Dante Fowler has gotten a lot. Is not a great player.
Yeah.
And that's who they brought. Remember how important Randy Gregory was for that team last year.
Well, I mean, he only had two more sacks than I'm drawing a blank, but the other guy that we ended up keeping by letting Greg. Well, we didn't let him go. Jerry Jones has got one of them smoke pot or whatever, which is legal now.
Well, he got slick. No, Jerry Jones got slick. He tried to get funny with the language, saying if he had any off the field stuff that he wouldn't get guaranteed the money. That's why he left. Broncos didn't put that in there.
Thank you, Ryan.
But also, you look at, you know, they lose Keanu Neal, right? And so like they're not as deep. And you know, if you don't meet you don't think Amari Cooper is a number one receiver, he's gone now.
Yeah.
So now Gallup's coming off an injury. So guys got to step up. So now they're not as deep. And that's not the only receiver they lost. They lost another receiver to, I believe, Jacksonville. He was like the guy number one or number 15. He came in. I'll get it.
No, it's all good. But it's just, again, he really wanted to talk to you about that. I'm with you, though. That's going to be something to see in this NFC East is are the Eagles going to live up to the hype? And then are the Cowboys going to take a step back? Well, yeah, but, I mean, hype is winning the division. Are the Cowboys going to take a step back? Jalen Hurts has got to prove himself as well. But then it's, of course, what are the Giants going to do? What is Carson Wentz going to do in Washington? A lot of stories coming out of the NFC. I know. I said that with a straight face.
I did. I couldn't believe it.
All right, we got your calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll continue on the various topics you all want to talk about. But I need to ask Bart a question. If he loves his Mets as much as he says he does, is he willing to give up his favorite player on the team to fill a desperate need that just opened? We'll discuss. It's Barton Hunt, ESPN Radio, and the ESPN app.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Hahn.
It's Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. Tune into an American League battle Sunday. The Yankees host the White Sox. Coverage of Sunday Night Baseball begins 6 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app, and 7 p.m. on ESPN. Bart, I know you had plenty of time now to mull this over. I think you know what I'm alluding to. I asked the question, are you ready to give up your favorite player on your favorite team to fill what has now become a critical need so you get through a tough stretch of the season?
Hell no.
The Mets, your team.
Hell no.
Lost Jacob DeGrom and now have lost Max Scherzer. You might not see either one of them until early August. The next 6 weeks are a gamut of some of the best offenses in the sport right now. And so, if you were going to trade, like Michael Kay told us in the last hour when we talked to him, you know, there could be a trade partner out there to get yourself another starter to help you through it. Would you give up Dom Smith, your favorite player? Would you give up Dom Smith? Would you be willing to give up Dom Smith?
No.
To get a starting quality pitcher to help you through this?
No.
Why not?
He's too important. He's young. He's cheap. I want to make sure that he's around.
All the reasons why he's a valuable trade piece.
Yeah, I'm not doing that, man. I'm just telling you. I think that they can withstand this, and I don't know if what he brings back is going to be that big of a difference. I mean, I think you got what people want most, and that's money, right? Mm-hmm. You want to take off a big contract for one of these failing teams that has one or two good players on it? Then you go do that. You call Cincinnati up. Say, hey, man, you open for business? I know you're tired of paying this high-ass bill. Let me take that off your hands, players. Here's some prospects. Here's some draft picks for us, and go about your merry way. Right, because no matter what, with this great player you got, it ain't working. So you guys need to go ahead and strip it down, man.
You want Luis Castillo?
That's exactly who I want. You know it. Where's Sonny Gray? Wasn't he out there somewhere? I don't know.
No, he's not out there somewhere. I mean, he's with his like third team since he's left New York.
But it's funny, he actually was good for a couple years in Cincinnati. He went there and it was quiet.
He's all right. But I mean, what if the Red Sox? Think about this. Eovaldi is going to be a free agent. And the Red Sox are going nowhere right now.
Yeah.
They know he's going to be a free agent, and they can get maybe a player for a young player or a player for him. Eovaldi's a good pitcher. You got an owner that's willing to spend. You're telling me you wouldn't give up Dom Smith to get a guy like Eovaldi?
No.
Where does Dom Smith play? Where does he fit?
It's DH.
Yeah. Along with everybody else.
Which is important. I'm not getting rid of Dom Smith. If you ask me, I'm by no means necessary. Have somebody tell me, maybe for Luis.
For Castillo.
Yeah. 29 years old, got that heat.
Interesting. I really thought you were ready to make the move.
I can't, man. He's been too good. He's too good, man.
Okay.
He's too good defensively.
You talk about two-way players. Though? Like, there's a party that's got to be a little worried about this,
I'm not.
Right?
They just got to muck it up. They've won, what, every series except for one, I believe. Maybe they've lost two series at this point.
You're going into the toughest part of your schedule with Chris Bassett, Taijuan Walker, Carlos Carrasco, David Peterson, and Trevor Williams. That's what you've got. And you're good. Bullpens, Buck has handled the bullpen very well. They haven't really worn out anyone. I know it's always a dance when you get to the ninth inning. I understand that, but
I mean if you got to go with
I know this. If I'm the GM of this team, like I'm only thinking one thing. I got to do what's best for the team right now because this team has a chance. The National League East. I mean, this division is yours. Everybody's in the struggle.
So you think one pitcher is going to make a big difference?
It can help you through it. It can help you through it.
How about these guys that you brought in to, to hit balls and to put points on the board, step up and do their
job? You're saying
they've been getting carried by great pitching.
So you want Lindor? So the answer is Lindor. Get your head out of your butt
and get hot.
Get hot and let's outscore the pitching.
That's exactly what it is.
That's what you want.
That's exactly what I want. That's what this team needs. And sometimes because you have great pitchers like DeGrom, you have great pitchers like Scherzer, what happens is they don't come out and be aggressive because they don't put enough pressure on themselves. They don't deliver. How many times have we seen DeGrom pitch a one-run game, got a one ERA, and the team still lose? Like at this point, it's time for them to footprint the pitching staff.
Okay, all right. Well, maybe that's the answer. We shall see. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. But there is enough to have a concern.
Am I wrong? Let the people call me. If I'm wrong, if you'll give up Dom Smith.
Let me just point this out to you. Last year, July 7th, Jacob DeGrom made his final start of the season. The Mets were 46-38, and they were 4.5 games up in the division. You know how that ended.
I do. I do. It was ugly. It was Kyrie ugly. At this point, the Braves are trying to figure out what the hell they were going to do, too. How did that end up?
Well, they got a lot of guys hurt, and they made a couple of moves, and the next thing you know, they won the World Series. There's a lot of baseball left is what I'm saying. You're all right. Look, You're fine with it? I just wanted to know. Your answer is no. Back to the calls. AJ's in Cleveland. AJ, what do you got?
Hey, how's it going? I just want to talk about three things I heard you guys talk about today. One was I agree with Bart about the Cowboys being third, but since Donovan Knabb and T.O., Philly is showing you can never trust them no matter who they got.
Wow.
And I wanted to say earlier when you guys were talking about the two-way player award,
yeah,
I mean, I agree Jimmy Butler would definitely be up for it every year, but I don't know a definitive year that he could have actually won it over Kawhi or Embiid. Or even the year Russell Westbrook gave you 2 steals and 30 points.
Yeah, Russell Westbrook's another guy. Yeah, that you.
I don't know if he ever won it.
If he would ever win it, like, all right, I get what AJ's saying. Thank you, man. So here's the argument. So earlier in the show, I came up with this thing because Barr pointed out, he's like, who are the best two-way players in the NBA? Because we thought, you know, Jimmy Butler, it's not fair to, like, people were putting him on a pedestal like he's better than Steph Curry and all that other stuff. It's like, that's ridiculous. But where you can put him in is among the best two-way players in the game.
Right.
And in hockey, in the NHL, they have an award. It's the Selke Award. And it rewards the best two-way player in the game, meaning you're excellent in your own end defensively, and you're also obviously a really good offensive player as well. A valuable player at both ends of the ice. And in the NBA, they should have that award. And Jimmy Butler would be up for that award. And what AJ's saying is, but if you look over the last couple of years, would he have ever won it, though, compared to like a Kawhi, like in any year? Because the league does have a bunch of guys that you'd put up for that award. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 2 years ago, LeBron James, before they stopped playing defense in L.A.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's another certainly name that you can put in that category because there was a while where he was one of those guys. All right, we got your calls, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. If anybody else can think of another NBA Selke Award winner, if you know what I mean, it's on the hockey side, but it's the best two-way player in the game. If we want to give love, you want to throw flowers at Jimmy Butler, that's where I'll do it, right there. Some trolling of the Knicks by an NBA player that we need to discuss. And also, where they're drafting at 11 is a player I'd love to get. But as I said, I don't even know if they're going to make the pick. More of your calls coming up. We got the Western Conference Finals tonight. It's Bart and Hunt, ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Ten seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Hahn.
Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. So, Bart, a couple of things to get to here. The NBA draft is going to be June 23rd. You just had the lottery. Orlando won it. They'll have the number one pick. If they take Chet Holmgren, they're going to move on from Mo Bamba. Mo Bamba's going to be a restricted free agent. I can't see them re-signing him if they go for Holmgren. Holmgren would be the right move for them, but they'd have to be patient. He's a big dude. He's going to need rocks in his pockets just to keep him from getting knocked around in the NBA early on.
He's
right?
Kevin Durant.
It's going to take a while. Yeah, I mean, it's just going to take a minute for him physically to be able to deal with it. But that's the right pick. If you look at all the guards and wings they have, they need to go that direction. So they move on from Mo Bamba, then he becomes a restricted free agent. Where's Mo Bamba from?
Where's he from? New York?
He's from Harlem.
Oh.
And so he was messing around with Donovan Mitchell on, I think it was on IG. And this went, like a lot of Knicks fans just saw this and went crazy because he said to Donovan Mitchell, come home. And everybody got like all fired up because they're thinking he's trying to get Donovan Mitchell to go with, like, is this going to be like this young, you know, these two guys pairing up and coming home and all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
But I looked at it a different way. I feel like he's like trolling.
What about Mitchell Robinson?
Well, yeah. Well, he's a restricted free agent too.
So why wouldn't you want Donovan Mitchell to play with Mitchell Robinson instead of Mo Bamba? Is Mo Bamba a better player than Mitchell
Robinson? Well, he's
a stretch four,
so like Mitch is more of a guy that's in the paint and can clog it up at times. He's better, way better defensive player. You know, Bamba can make a three or two, you know. But so anyways – I feel like
– is that enough?
But it's the Donovan Mitchell thing. It's like you get – you wonder, is he going to ask out or not? We don't know. But the Knicks have the 11th pick, and they're interviewing players already. And Maturin, who's a fantastic player and also, like R.J. Barrett, a fellow Canadian, he interviewed with the Knicks. And, I mean, he'd be a great fit. But they have the 11th pick. So I got excited, and I was like, man, he'd be a great fit. And then people are like, but I thought you said they were trading the pick. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? You're right. And I get dragged into this every time. But I don't want to get caught up in the Donovan Mitchell stuff if Donovan Mitchell isn't serious about it. Like, if they're just going to troll the Knicks, and I feel like that's what's happening here, then it might bother me a little bit, Bart. So.
Yeah, he's supposed to be better than that. He can't be trolling the Knicks.
No, don't
Mets
do it.
Game.
But he's been in New York. He's gone to Ranger games. He's gone to Met games. Will we see him at the Garden in a Knick uniform? Hi, it's Bart and Hahn. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Heading into your Friday, we want you to tune in to an American League battle tomorrow. The Yankees host the White Sox. It's presented by Progressive Insurance. Coverage begins 12:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Tonight, Bart, we have the Western Conference Final, NBA. Game 2, Warriors, Mavericks, Luka Doncic. Can he rebound from a mediocre game where they locked him down? Andrew Wiggins had him. Steph Curry got it going in the second half of that game. He and Klay Thompson combined for 20 in a third quarter that kind of turned the game, and it was a blowout win. I'll be on the coverage tonight on ESPN Radio. I got your studio hosting. You got George Sedano as your sideline reporter and the great Mark Kessler and P.J. Carlissimo on the call.
Scotty.
I'm fired up. Scotty! He does have that voice. It's tremendous. But speaking of voices, Kestisher, you talk about pipes. Like, you know, just calling a game, you got to have a certain sound.
Yeah.
He's definitely got that sound. Speaking of sounds, Bart Scott has the sound. Because when he said can't wait, everybody listened. Mm. Well, coming up right now, it's what Bart Scott can't wait to see this weekend.
There is so much going on in sports this weekend. Bart Scott.
Can't wait.
Can't wait on Bart and Hahn.
All right, can't wait. It's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Bart, what is it that you can't wait to see this weekend?
Oh, well, everybody knows that I kind of been. It's boxing season, and finally boxing is back, right? I can't wait to see David Benavidez against David Lemieux. It's going down. And you also have Tank Davis versus Romero. It's been a feud going on there. So that's just like the fisticuffs, a.k.a. I can't tag nobody in type of assaults, right? And all we are, isn't this week also Nunez fight, the rematch, the clapback? I think that's coming back this week, too, I believe.
You're supposed to do the research on this.
Yeah, yeah. That one just came when I thought about the combat sports. That one just kind of came up in my head. Like, oh, snap. We've been reading the read for this for a minute.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what. Let's see if Tiger can make a run for it. Let's see what's going to happen in this PGA tournament going on right here.
Yeah,
Tiger, let's see if Tiger can make
just
a nice
got started.
Right. Yeah, got a little lime green shirt on. Let's see. You know, he look good. You know what I mean? He looked like that great car that ain't got no timing belt and stuff in the inside, but it looks great on the outside because the body work is impeccable until you realize that it's all filled up with Bondo. Right? Also, you got to go to see if these Warriors come out to play. Let's see tonight if these Warriors can do what champions do and not play around with their food. Don't play with your food.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and take, you know, when you see that barbecue chicken, you go ahead and eat that barbecue chicken. Mm. You don't let it fester around. Let's see if that happens.
Okay. You know what I can't wait for?
What's that?
So much going on in sports.
You got
this
the
weekend.
Rangers and Carolina tonight down in Carolina.
We're going to do that hockey.
I mean, that I can't wait to see if the Rangers can overcome what was a heartbreaking loss and see if they can even up this series because they played really well in game one. But I also can't wait to see Sunday afternoon at the Garden because playoff hockey, playoffs at Madison Square Garden. That's all I'm talking about. Like, just, I don't care who's playing. That building gets lit, and it's a Sunday afternoon. You know, it's going to be a little warm now. It's going to be hot.
Ooh.
Get that building rocking. There's just something about it. So I can't wait to see some hockey this weekend.
Let's do that hockey.
Yeah, man. So that's what we can't wait to see.
Oh, yeah, happy birthday tomorrow to Biggie Smizzles, a.k.a. the Notorious B.I.G. Also, happy birthday today to the great Busta Rhymes. Woo-ha! Got you all in check.
I like it. Just let that beat just play out now.
Yeah, man.
So what are we thinking about tonight? Is Luka, I asked you that, 31 and a half is the over-under for Luka Doncic?
Oh, he's going to get over that. You heard Steph say, like, we don't care if he gets his. He's like, listen, if you would have made a couple more shots, it would have been over 30. We would have been fine with that. So if they're fine with that yesterday, they're going to be fine with it today as long as Brunson, Fiddy Smith, and Bullock don't get off. That's the game plan.
I don't know, man. Like, I actually think they have different looks to throw at him.
Yeah, but he's going to score. He's a scorer. Let's see if he get that other scratch on his eye so he can look like Kylo Ren even more.
That was amazing, the scratch across his face. He said it made
for
him
all the floppity do, it's the first time, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Yeah, like before the game started, he's gonna go there with a fingernail file, like, hey man, come here, let me buff them out, dog. If you ain't gonna be cutting my face up, son.
Cut me, Mick. Cut me.
Yeah, man. Mm. Renee, you got something you looking forward to, son?
Yeah, right.
Man, this Rangers game, this weekend, game two, game three.
He's such a big Ranger. Are you getting in the building Sunday? Can we get you in the building?
Well, unfortunately, I will be in Bristol producing the Sunday Night Baseball broadcast.
Wait. Why aren't call you off, producing Western Conference Finals game three with me?
You need the big guns for that one.
Who do I need to talk to get you in on that?
Maybe Rob Kelly. That's the guy in charge, but... You know, that's what I'm looking for.
Rob is the producer of that show. I mean, but you can't do the board or something? You can't be part of that broadcast?
Hey, man. Like I said, they want the big guns for that. Yeah. But I'm looking forward to this Rangers game, man.
What are you, a little starter pistol? You ain't no small gun.
I know, right?
I don't know. Like I said, talk to the big guns, man.
Do
you feel like if the Rangers don't win tonight, the series is over?
That's a great question.
I mean, that was a heartbreaker. That almost felt like
a
game
tough.
That you should have won.
They should have won.
1-0, 2 minutes to go, had an empty net. Like
they should have won. I mean, I think they could do their business at home, but they need to take one tonight. They need to take the one tonight.
Got to win tonight. So you think that it doesn't matter. If they lose and go down 2-0, you're still feeling confident.
Still feel all right.
All right, so Renee calling it. Rangers will lose tonight, but still have a chance in the series. That's it.
Yeah, no need to watch.
Tune in if you can tonight. I'll see you on the broadcast. If not, we'll see you Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.